my hope in Jesus. Let's anchor up my soul. Upon my father's ocean, where mighty billows roll, I fix my hope in Jesus. Let's anchor up my soul. When trials pierce within me, and struggling and despair, I rest upon His mercy and trust Him more. I anchor up in Jesus, the throne of my foundation.
Like to tune in this morning, we'll be on number 108 FM, I believe that's correct, number 108 FM, if you'd like to listen in on your radio. We're going to turn again the Redemption Hymn Book to number 332. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me He died, on Calvary, praise the Lord. Amen. And if you're in your car, you want to listen to your radio, it's 108 FM.
Yeah.
heads this morning as we open a word of prayer on a couple of prayer requests this morning. Just that Mark Gillilan, many people here know Mark Gillilan, his mother passed away and went on to be with the Lord. So that is a great blessing and a great comfort of himself, knowing that you're absent from the body but present with the Lord is a great comfort, praise God. And also, there was a man that Brother Ian and me knew. He had been to the meetings a couple of times over the years. His name is George Warwick. And he is the father-in-law of a neighbour that lives just around Nashville, Jim Martin. It would be Joanne Martin's dad has passed away. And he was a great wee man for being on the street evangelising. He was out every week with our friend of ours, Jim Davison. And it was a great little man, great encouraging man as well, and on fire for the Lord. And he also has gone on to be with the Lord. So let us pray for the Warwick family, his wife Muriel, and Joanne and Jim and all the family circle, and also for Mark Gillilan's family as well. Praise God. Amen. Let's bow our heads this morning. Praise God. And may the God of comfort and grace and mercy be to each one this morning, this evening, a touch from the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, pleading the merits of the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, with the blood over us and upon us this morning, we come with confidence and boldness into your throne room, into your very presence, O God, knowing that we have a standing with you. Lord, as it was, we have an audience with a king. And Lord, we know, Lord, that you hear our petitions, Lord, because the blood's been shed. And Lord, we know, Lord, that everything, Lord, is submissive to thy blood and to the power of thy blood. We just ask you now, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll visit with each person this morning in their cars. Lord, minister unto each one, Lord. We pray that you'll speak from heaven. And Lord, if there's any needing a healing touch this morning, Lord, even for myself, I pray, Lord, you'll heal me, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll heal each one, Lord, that's needing a touch from you this morning. Lord, if someone, Lord, has an internal injury, an internal wound, Lord, this morning, Lord, we pray you'll bend up the broken hearts, Lord. And we pray, Lord, you'll restore joy, Lord, to each and every one. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll minister unto each one, that we will experience the joy of the Lord, and that we'll know it fully. And Lord, that we'll leave this place this morning with joy in our hearts, Lord, and a skip in our step in the precious name of Jesus Christ, because of the victory that was won for us at Calvary. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, this morning indeed, that you'll remember these families, Lord, as they're, Lord, bereaved of their loved ones, Lord. And Lord, we know, Lord, it's a great comfort that when a believer goes on to be with the Lord, still with all, Lord, we miss them, Lord, as men and women, Lord, just as people, Lord, we miss our loved ones, Lord, for mothers, Lord, for fathers, for husbands, for wives, for sons and daughters, Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for each one that's bereaved at this time. We ask you, Lord, for our own family, the McKinstry's, Lord, at this time, that you'll continue, Lord, to comfort them. Lord, for the Gillilan family, Lord, and we pray that you'll bless and be with them at this time also. And for the Warwick family, bless each one and comfort them in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, for you are the great God of all comfort. And Lord, we just say thank you, Lord, that for these two people, that you saved their soul, Lord, that we can say with confidence this morning there in heaven, Lord, because they have trusted in you as their personal Saviour. Lord, your word declares, and you said yourself, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Lord, we realise this morning, without Jesus Christ, there is no heaven. Without that door, there is no access. Without that way, there is no route. But Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that you came, Lord, to bridge the gulf, even as we've been singing. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Lord, we thank you for the cross this morning. We thank you for the empty tomb this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that was shed. We thank you, Lord, for the resurrection. We thank you that your word declares that you live to make intercession for the saints, and that they're seated at the right hand of the majesty on high. We pray, Lord, this morning that you'll bless this service for your own glory. Bless our brother Yule as he comes and opens up thy word and preaches this morning. May it be an encouraging message to each and every one of us, Lord. And if it needs to be a challenge, let it be a challenge to us also. But Lord, we pray that you'll minister to us. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that you'll take full control of this service and get all yourself glory, honour and praise. For Lord, all the glory, honour and praise belongs to thee. And Lord, we bless thy holy name this morning. We ask you, Lord, that you'll help us, Lord, to proclaim the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, to this lost and dying world, help us, Lord, to be light bearers at this time, bringing forth, Lord, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of good news and hope. In the lovely name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, we just commit ourselves now to you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to turn in a redemption hymn book to number 700. on 777. Let us sing of his love once again, of the love that can never decay, of the blood of the Lamb that was slain, till we praise him again in that day. 777, if you're listening to your radios, it's 108 FM. Praise God.
Thank you.
said one more, but let's just sing, I will put on the garments of praise, as Brother Yul prepares to come. Amen. I will put on the garments of praise.
Amen. I greet you all today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, it's good to have an opportunity to come and to name the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says that God have highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every other name. And you know, the Bible even says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Just like to pray, and we give the Lord the thanks. Lord, we just thank you again this morning that we can gather in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord, your word even declares that your name is as ointment poured forth. We thank you, Lord, the psalmist David could say, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Lord, we're glad for safety in Jesus Christ. We're glad, Lord, that you took our place at Calvary, that you died, Lord, and rose again triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. Lord, we give you thanks for all that they've done. And we pray, Lord, again for all those that are mourning. We pray that you'll give them the garments of praise in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, bless thy word to each of our hearts. And we just say thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to take a reading this morning from the book of Psalms 107. And it says here in Psalms 107 and verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gird them out of the lands from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south. You know, friends, the Bible says in this verse here, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. You know, the Bible says in God's word, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And you know, the psalmist David reminds us here when he says in his word, here in Psalm 107, he says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. You know, the Bible tells me that the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. And you know, the Bible even says in God's word that he have not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible even says in God's Word, it says that He have given unto us eternal life. And you know, the Bible even tells us in God's Word that we are not of them that turn back. But the Bible says in God's Word that He have not redeemed us by corruptible things such as silver or gold. But you know, with the precious blood, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. You know, a lot of people you talk to today, and they have all these questions they want to ask you. But you know, the question today is, you know, that they asked Pilate, that question that was asked, what shall you do with Jesus that is called Christ? You know, that's the question. What shall you do with Jesus that is called Christ? And you know, the Bible says in God's Word, it says here, the psalmist David says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For the Bible even says in this verse here, it says, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You know, friends, I want to say today that if ever there was a time that we ought to say in this place today, all glory and honor belongs unto Jesus Christ. There's nothing happens out of place, for the Bible says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. And you know, friend, the purpose of God is for us to love Him and to cherish Him. And the Bible says in God's Word that He have brought us into His banqueting house, and His banner over us is love. You know, when you think of that, everybody knows that famous verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, friends, when we think of that today, everlasting life. You know, they talk about who wants to be a millionaire, who wants to have that. But you know, the little song says, I'd rather have Jesus than all the silver and gold. You know, friends, if you have not got Jesus, you're absolutely lost. You're a lost soul without Jesus. And you know, the Bible tells me, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? But you know, my Bible tells me in God's Word, it says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And you know, He was not only a Son, but the only begotten Son. And the Bible says that the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by one, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! And you know, God tells me in His Word, He says in His Word, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. You know, when you get up in the morning and your feet hit the ground, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus, for another day of your mercy and your grace. You know, the psalmist here tells us in his first summer, who redeemeth thy life from destruction and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah! Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? You know, friend, we were all in the road of destruction. My Bible tells me, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible tells me that the Lord have laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah! My Bible tells me in God's Word, it says in God's Word, He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. But my Bible tells me that verse, we all know it, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah! You know, they sing that little song, this old world could never hold me. Any moment I'll be gone, for I have made my consecration and I've got the wedding garments on. Hallelujah! You know, my Bible tells me that we are born again. Hallelujah! We've been born again, not by a corruptible seed. Hallelujah! But by the incorruptible Word of God that lives and abides forever. Hallelujah! And you know, friend, today, my Bible tells me that we who are not a people are now a people, hallelujah, who have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And you know, friend, today, there is only one way to heaven, and that one way is through the one man, and his name is Jesus Christ. There is not two ways to heaven. There is not a good works way to heaven. But the Bible says it is by grace and grace alone. Hallelujah! You know, friend, there's a good works program today, and people are trying to be good to get to heaven. But you know what the Bible says? All our works are as filthy rags in his sight. But you know, friend, today, I want to say, we have taken Jesus' righteousness. Hallelujah! For all my righteousness is as filthy rags. But you know, friend, what Jesus done at Calvary, he bled and he died for sinners. Hallelujah! And my Bible tells me that he was offered up once and for all a sacrifice for sin. And the Bible says that whatsoever thing God doeth, it abideth forever. Hallelujah! And my Bible tells me in the book of Ephesians, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. You know, friend, if someone was to give you a gift, and you know they give it to you and wrapped it up, and you opened it up, and it was something that you really wanted, you know, it was an absolute gift today. And you know, the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. But you know, I love that verse bit that says, but the Bible says, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! You know, I want to read another verse here in Psalms 103. Oh, the Bible says in God's word that salvation is of the Lord. Praise the name of God. You know, it says in Psalms 103, I've loads of scriptures here, and it says in Psalms 103 and verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah! Oh, the tender mercy of the Lord. Then I want to read in Genesis chapter 6, praise the Lord. And Genesis chapter 6, and it says in chapter 6 and verse 11, forgive me, the wind's blowing a bit here, but nevertheless, chapter 6 and verse 11, and it says here, the earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. The earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, room shalt thou make in the ark, and thou shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of the length of the ark. It shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits and the height of it 30 cubits. You know, friend, the Bible tells me that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof of the ways of death. You know, in the days of Noah, Noah might have been building that ark, and they might have said to him, you know, it'll never rain. You're wasting your time. You know, that old head case up there building the ark, you're absolutely mad. It hasn't rained for years, and you're building that ark, and you're all crazy. But you know, that man, he did what God told him to do. He faithfully built the ark, and he did what God told him to do. And you know, the Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And then there's another verse here in Genesis. I want to read it here somewhere, if I can just find it. On Genesis chapter 7, and it says in verse 1, you know, they talk about the love of God. And it says here, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. You know, friend, that message that Noah had is the same message today. Come now and all thy house into the ark. And you know, friend, there was only one way into the ark. That was by the door. And you know, Noah didn't close the ark, for the Bible says that God closed the door. And the Bible says in God's word that he is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance of the truth. Then I want to read another verse here. It's in Exodus 12 and 21. And you know, it says in this verse here, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel on the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians when he saith the blood upon the lintel and upon the two side posts. The Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your house to smite you. You know, friend, there was a way here, and God says that they had to apply the blood upon the door lintels of the doors, upon the sides of the lintel and the top. And you know, that was the way of safety and provision. And you know, the Bible even says in God's word, he said that he hath given unto us eternal life. You know, friend, God doesn't save you today and lose you tomorrow. For the Bible says that no man shall pluck thee out of my hands. It says in God's word, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. And then I want to go to another verse here. In the book of Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and formed thee, Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by my name, thou art mine. You know, friends, today, Jesus Christ is a faithful God. The Bible says in God's word, he is the faithful witness. The Bible even says in the book of Hebrews that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, friends, today, my Bible tells me in God's word that he have given unto us eternal life. And it even says in God's word, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. And I want to go to another verse here. The notes that I had, you know, they blew onto the ground. I don't know where they are. But you know, I've got all the notes here that I have. I've got the word of God. Amen. And here it says here in Luke 18 and verse 1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. You know, friends, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. The Bible even says, let everything be done with prayer and supplication. And you know, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. You know, sometimes you might be doing something, or something mightn't seem to work out, but you know, the Bible says, that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. And you know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, reminds us when they were in jail, and you know, when they were imprisoned, and they were shackled on both sides with the guards, and you know, at the midnight hour, they began to praise God. At the midnight hour, and the Bible says that the chains were loosed from off their hands, and you know, the angel of the Lord came in and brought them out into the streets, and even some of the doors opened before them. And the Bible says in the Psalms, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. And the Bible even tells me in God's word, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, to fear God. Praise the name of the Lord. And you know, friend, this is an age where we're living in, where people do not fear God. They'd rather fear other things that are in the world, different diseases and viruses. But the Bible says in the Bible, it says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And you know, the Bible even says in God's word, in the book of Proverbs, it says that there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But you know, friends, we are not in the ways of death today, for the Bible tells us that we have passed from death unto life. And the Bible says in God's word that he hath suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And you know, the Apostle Paul reminds us when he said, there is one mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. You know, there's no man can take away your sin. There's no good works program you can do to get to heaven. But there is only one way to heaven. That is by Jesus Christ. And you know, the Bible even says in God's word, by me, if any man shall enter in, that he shall find pasture for his soul. And you know, the Bible even says in God's word, that it says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. And you know what he said? I will give you rest. And you know, the Bible tells me in God's word, there remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. And they that have entered into the Lord's rest have ceased from their own works. Praise the Lord. Then I want to read another verse in Revelations. Praise the Lord. Revelations chapter 12. You know, the Bible tells me that his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And you know, the Bible even says in God's word, the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto that perfect day. You know, I'm glad there's going to be a perfect day. There's going to be a day when there's going to be no more night. There's going to be a day when Jesus is the one that will be the King of Kings. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But the Bible even says in the Psalms and even in the book of Revelations, unto him who hath loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And you know, it says here in Revelations chapter 12, and it says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And verse 10 says, And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before their God day and night. And it says here in verse 11, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. You know, friend, the Bible says, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You know, the Bible says in God's word, it says, the profession of your faith. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. What is the profession of our faith? The profession of our faith is that Jesus died and rose again on the third day. And what is the profession of our faith this morning? If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The confession of our mouth this morning is, In Mount Zion shall be deliverance. And you know, what is the confession of God's people? The confession of God's people is that God reigns supreme. And the confession of God's people is, Let everything that hath breath praise the name of the Lord. Friend, I don't want to keep you too long, but I just want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for his mercy and his grace. I want to give a wee word of prayer again before I go. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you, Lord, that we can say that you have loved us with an everlasting love. We pray, Lord, that you'll continue, Lord, to help us to walk in your love. We thank you again for that center cross of Calvary. We thank you, Lord, your word says that you were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. We give you thanks for all that you've done. And we say, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our brother Gary, amen.
Praise the Lord. We want to thank you, Brother Yule, for the word of God this morning. And pray the Lord will bless our brother. And appreciate each one that's came this morning. You know, there's only one way. One way, and that's Christ. You know, this week I received a nasty message. I don't know if any of you have received nasty messages, but you get that from time to time when you're preaching. But a fella sent me a very nasty message, and the message started out with a few profanities, cursing. And I was preaching about Noah's Ark, and I said that God called Noah into the Ark, and his whole argument was that God never called him in, and that no one else could be saved. But I believe that God made provision for all. Only 8 were saved, but God made provision for all. And brothers and sisters and those that's visiting today, I want to say today in 2021 that God has made provision for all, but all won't come. All won't come, but provision has been made for all through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And just as the brother Yule said, Noah's Ark was the one and only place of safety. And there was only one way into the Ark, through the door. And Jesus Christ is that door today. And if you're ever going to reach heaven, and if you're ever going to go to heaven, you need to come through God's provided way. And God's provided way is not the church, or a lodge, or an organization. But God's provided way is a person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And though that man said to me they couldn't be saved, I believe they could have been saved. But they turned down God's offer of salvation. And friend, today don't turn down God's offer of salvation. The word of God says, seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he was near. While the brother Yeo was preaching, I was thinking of a statement that Martin Luther made. And Martin Luther said this, there's no man can be saved without praying. For no man can live without taking a breath. And you have to take a breath to live. And you have to pray to be saved. And the word of God tells us, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. God bless you all. I'm going to pray in a moment with a couple of special needs. But this evening at 4:30 we'll be live on Facebook and WhatsApp. Tune in, keep tuning in and hearing the word of God. I want to thank our brother Ewell next Sunday morning. Our brother Mark will be speaking and preaching for us here. Come along and keep coming along. We don't know what's happening with these COVID restrictions and rules and regulations. And, you know, our land's in a terrible state today. We see what's going on over the country. They're burning buses and all types of stuff. It's terrible what's happening. But there's only one hope for a Christian. One hope. That's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your focus and attention should be upon the coming of the Lord. So Brother Mark be preaching next Sunday morning on 4:30 this evening. Tune in. Praise God. I want us to bow our heads. I want to pray for our wee brother Pelly. Many of us know him. I want to pray the Lord will touch him. Brother Gary's come this morning. He suffered all week with his eyes. He got stuff in his eyes. And I appreciate our brother Gary coming to sing for us and lead the service. And I want to pray that the Lord will touch him. Maybe you're sitting in your car today and you need a touch from God. The Bible says the affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And because of Romans chapter 4, we are righteous because we've received the imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Bow your heads with me this morning, and if you want to raise your hand up before God, raise it. And I'm going to pray for you and ask the Lord to touch you. And if somebody would hear this message and you're not saved, call on the name of the Lord and be saved today. Father in heaven, we thank you for your precious word of truth. And your word is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Father, we bless your name, the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the greatest event that this world ever seen was the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you for the empty tomb, for the empty cross. We thank you that you ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. Father, lift before your brother Gary and I pray, God, that from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that they might know the mighty touch of the Master in Jesus Christ's name. Pray for Brother Pelly, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that they would know the Savior's touch in Jesus' precious name. Ask for those in the vehicles with the hands raised, Father, that you'll touch them, that you'll minister unto them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, we would ask for the mighty moving of the Spirit of God upon the people of God in these evil days. Lord, we're certainly living in evil times. We would ask for your help, for a baptism of stickability, for the power of God to be with your people in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, we pray for Brother Yeo. Bless him and strengthen him. And Lord, as he goes on the streets to preach the gospel, may you give him grace and strength and protection in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless each one as our brother Gary comes. The Lord bless you and those that's visiting today. The Lord bless each and every one of you.
Praise God. Well, you know, I certainly believe myself that provision has been made for all. The invitation is to whosoever who will come. The Lord says, all that come unto me, I shall in no wise cast out. You know, whenever Noah built that ark, I believe that the ark was nowhere near full. But yet with all, God gave instruction for it to be a certain size and to be so big. You see, there was plenty of room for people on the ark. God made it so. He made it that there was room for them, but they wouldn't come. And even the Bible says that in the days of Noah, while they patiently waited on the long-suffering of God, God waited, and Noah preached 120 years for people to come into the ark. 120 years for people to come. And you know, sometimes people think the Bible says that it took Noah 120 years to build the ark, but it doesn't say that. It said that Noah preached for 120 years. That ark, I believe, was sitting a long time before the flood came. And God was pleading with people to come. But he's not a forceful saviour. He wants you to come. He gives you an invitation. And if any man doesn't come, it's not because that God didn't want him to. It's because of the hardness of his own heart that he refused to come. So we appreciate the word this morning and all our pastor and brother Yule has said. We're going to sing the hymn 750 in the Redemption Hymn Book. We have heard a joyful sound. Jesus saves. Spread the gladness all around. Jesus saves. He wouldn't be much of a saviour if he didn't save. Sure, he wouldn't. But he is a saviour. And he does save, praise God. 750. Jesus Christ. Lord, as we part from this place, we pray that the Holy Ghost will go with each one. Take each one, Lord, to their homes in safety. And Lord, we pray that you will Help us, Lord, for to be tuned in to you during the week, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, to be listening for you speaking to us, Lord. Listening for you to minister to us, Lord. Lord, be observant to what you would say to us in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lead us, Lord, now in the name of Jesus, and we pray that you'll bless our brother, you'll bless the pastor, bless all that's involved, bless all that helps out in these drive-in services, and bless the people that come in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray, giving God the glory. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you then as we go. I'm just going to sing the chorus as we leave, and don't forget to tune in this evening, 4:30 to Facebook or the internet, and the pastor will be preaching. The Lord bless.